Good job, everyone. We are in Siman Tafpei Zayin. We're up to Siv Gimel. Bezrat Hashem finished Tafpei Zayin today. We're at the bottom of page 184, moving on to page 185. To understand Tafpei Zayin Gimel, if we open up our Sidurim, to understand the Tefillah of the Shalosh Regalim. There's basically three parts. I mean, we have first the first three brachas. You have the middle part, which is just one bracha, bracha da Hashem Kadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. And then we have the last three brachas, which we say, well, I'll say, Shmonasi, that we talked about last time. Within the middle aspect, there's really three different parts also. There's Ata Bachartanu. They start Ata Bachartanu, and they say Vatitein Lanu until Zeichel Tziyat Mitzrayim. Then we get into the Yal of the Yavo part, the regular Yal of Yavo that we say, and anytime there is Rosh Chodesh or Chag, even a Chol HaMoed. And then you have the Hasi'enu, which is the beginning of the end part, which we're going to end off with the Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazman. So it says over here, in all three parts, we really mention Yant. Okay, in Atah Bachar Katana, we say, V'atiti Lana Hashem L'Kinu Bava. Okay, and then in the Yalo V'Yavo, obviously we're going to say Chag HaMatzos again. And V'Hasi'enu, we are going to end off with Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, which is the bracha of the Chag. So says the Mechaber over here, Shachach Lomar Atah Bachar Tano V'Amar Yalo V'Yavo Yat. The Mechaber asks that if you forget to say Atah Bachar Tano, you skip the Atah Bachar Tano altogether, you just said Yalo V'Yavo, you are going to be Yotze Yudei Chovasel. This we can understand because at the end of the day, even though you didn't say Atah Bachar Tano, you mentioned Chag HaPesach in Yalo V'Yavo. Not only in the Chatim, we're going to say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, but you mentioned the specific Chag that we're talking about in Yalo V'Yavo, Chag HaMatzos HaZeh. Therefore, you are going to be Yotze Yudei Chovasel. Says the Mishnah Brus, if Kotni Yud Aleph, V'Amar Yalo V'Yavo, Dari Mazker in Yanush L'Yom B'Yalo V'Yavo, like we just said, Umayri Shechasim Kol Bracha Kadim. We are obviously talking also that you end off saying the bracha correctly, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmani. Dim lo chasam, afilo emar gam atar bracha tano liyatsa. Because if you don't make the right chatima, you don't say bracha tano, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmani, we learned last time that you're not going to be yotza either. So you need to mention Chag HaMatzos. And you also mention over here, we see the correct chatima over here. Okay, so that's what that is what we're gonna say. You would say you're gonna be Yotzi over here. And even if you forget to say Atah, you don't even have to go back to Atah Barchatanu. You said Yalav Yavo and you realize that's after Yalav Yavo, you forgot Atah Barchatanu, you would not even have to go back and say Atah Barchatanu again. So that is the beginning of the Pesach over, and this I think is understandable why you're going to be Yotze Vidyevin. Now the Rama adds in over here something that might be a little bit difficult to understand at first glance, but we'll understand in a minute. Even if it's Shabbos, if you skip Atah Bachar Tano, you're also going to be Yotze. The problem, though, is, what is he talking about? Because we don't mention Shabbos in Yalo V'Yavo. So what's going to help that you mentioned Yalo V'Yavo? What's it got to do with Shabbos? So you'll see over here that it doesn't seem to me that the Ramah held like our Girsa. Okay, our Girsa, we don't mention Shabbos. But over here, if you look at Mishnah Berurah, see, Kodin Yud Gimel, Afilo Ya Shabbos, Retz Lomar. The Kevin Shalomar Atah Bachar Tano Vatitein Lano, because in Vatitein Lano we say Shabbos Sos Limuta as Yom HaShabbos Hazeh Ves Yom HaChag HaMatzos Hazeh. You skipped all that, okay? Nevertheless, Mimelo Yizkir Gam Shal Shabbos Mikol Makom Kevin Shechazer VeYizkiru VeYalo VeYavo. Since you're going to go back and you're going to mention it in Yalo VeYavo, Shamar BeYom HaShabbos Hazeh UYom Chag HaPon Hazeh Yatsa. Since you're going to be mentioning Shabbos in Yalo VeYavo, you're going to be Yotze. However, as we're going to see over here, we'll come back to this Mishnah Berurah at one point. At one moment, Mishnah Berurah, Sikadim Tezvav, three lines down, he says Vida. The Harbi Achronim Yiskim Shafil Lechatchila Ein Lehazker Shal Shabbos VeYalo VeYavo VeChein Aminah. Our minig is not like the Ramah's girsa. Our minig is we don't mention Shabbos and Yalo V'Yavo. And that's our girsa. We just say, Chinu Chazal Achim Chaim Shom B'Yom Chag HaMatzos. We don't say Yom Shabbos U'B'Yom Chag HaMatzos in Yalo V'Yavo. We say it in V'Titein Lanu. But we don't say it in Yalo V'Yavo. So it's not really going to help over here according to our girsa. The Mishnah Berurah then tells us why we don't mention it. It says, V'Ayin B'Levush. She'katav Atam Nochol Nazeh. She'ikar Yalo V'Yavo Nit Yaseid Ala Zechira. Yalo V'Yavo is about remembering the Chag. V'Ala Pekida. Zikaron is only mentioned by Yantav and Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos is not mentioned by Zechira. Okay? However, Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal does ask, enough with the kash over here. In Dibra Maskel, Velo Nizkar, says, V'tzarachin Shari B'Sifri. in the Sifri, in the Medrash Halacha, Dirshu b'yom simchaschem, and that pasuk b'yom simchaschem, she's a Shabbos. It's talking about Shabbos. V'yikin sheyach zikaron b'Shabbos, v'ayimim minchas chinuch. So Nebuchadnezzar doesn't necessarily accept this reason why we don't mention, not telling us to change the girsa. But he doesn't necessarily like this reason brought down. He has a kasha on this reason that is brought down in the Mishnah. But at the end of the day, if we don't mention Yalav Yavo, we don't mention Shabbos in Yalav Yavo, and you skip Vatite Lanu, so are you really going to be Yotze? But we have to remember, there's still a third paragraph that we have sort of left out over here, and that's going back. We go back to Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katim Yud Gimel. He says like this: Umash Melashon Zeh, three lines down on page 185. Umash Melashon Zeh. The only reason why you're Yotze is because you're going to mention in Shabbos. And therefore, according to our Gersa, or if you forget Yalav Yavo also, you're not going to be Yotze. But we have to mind this. Daham Masker Shabbos Behava Hasienu. We say in Behasienu, Hashem Lokino Birkas Wadachain Lashalom. It says over here, Behachlino Hashem Lokino Behavav Ratzon Besimcha Besasson Shabbos Umoade Kotchecha. Okay, besides the fact that we say Baruch Hashem and Kaddish has Shabbos for Yisrael Ba'azmanim, we mention it within the paragraph also. So therefore, you're going to mention it in the Chatima, and you're going to mention it in the middle. L'chor, that should be good enough. So he says over here, V'ulai, Mishum du maskir rak somach l'chatima, V'vad, since it's only right next to the Chatima, V'anim b'inishi poteach nami b'shal Shabbos. And you have to have it in the psicha, which is either Natabachartano or Yalav Yavo, or that's like this dachuk answer that the Chafetz Chaim wants to offer over here, is that it's not really, it's only mentioned in the Chatima because it's right next to the Chatima. Okay, that is one possibility of the Chasuch of the Chafetz Chaim. But very beautifully, Marino Rabbeinu Rav Neven Saul, he says over here, below Niskar, he says, he has a different reason why Vahasienu is not going to be good enough. It's not because it's Samach L'Chatima, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neven Salah, he has died in Yira Mishun de Bivasienu, Eno Omer Dahayom Hu Yom Shabbos. You mention Shabbos, but you don't say today is Shabbos. Okay, in Atabachartano, we say Es Yom HaShabbos Azev Es Yom Chagamatzos Azev. But in Vahasienu, you just say Besimcho Besalson Shabbos Umode Kachecha. But you're not mentioning today is Shabbos, therefore it's not going to be good enough to be B'diavid Yotzei. That's how Rav Nevenzel wants to answer why Dafko, the postgame, skip Vahasienu, they forget Vahasienu and this whole thing, because that Haskar is not going to be good enough, either because the Chafetz Chaim says it's Samach L'Chatima, or because of Rav Nevenzel's chat over here. That's understanding this middle body. You follow the siver, you follow your master, you're going to be fine over here, because you're going to mention Yom Tov, you're going to mention Shabbos, everything's going to be good. Says the Ramah in the Henshel Miu. If you said after Chanan, you mentioned Shabbos there. A few hachi tzarech la'achzor ulas kiro b'yalu yavo. The Ramah l'shitasto, he says you have to mention again in yalu yavo. Once again, the Mishnah Berurah says our minig is, and the minig of our sidurim is that we don't say Shabbos in yalu yavo. Mihu. And lo iskiro b'yalu yavo. In tzarech la'achzor, the Ramah would agree that b'diavid, you don't have to go back if you didn't mention yalu yavo. Look over there, what happens if the Shliach Tzibor forgets and he makes a mistake, what's he going to do over there? Siv Dal, we get into the minig about saying Hallel at Maariv and Lel Pesach. So Lel Pesach is different in terms of Hallel. First of all, we're going to say Hallel during the Haggadah. We all know we break it into two parts. Okay, we say the first part during Magid, the first two paragraphs, and the rest of Hallel during Hallel, okay? But over here, we have a Shalom. What about at Maariv? There's an Indian, according to some, we'll see, that you even say Hallel at Maariv Lel Pesach, which would be the only time ever we're ever going to say Hallel, if we do say it, at nighttime during the Maariv service. That's over here. Belel Rishon, Rishon Shal Pesach, Gomrim HaHallel, B'tzibur, B'ni'ima, V'bracha T'chil V'asov, says the Mechaber, he is quoting the Minag Asfardim over here, that they say Hallel Alel HaPesach V'brachot Tchilu V'Sof V'chem B'lel Sheni Shal Shnei Yomim Tov Mishal Galios. And if you keep 2 days, you say Hallel the second night also, which is extremely interesting. Number one is, it seems like this Minag came out later on. Number two is, we know we're trying to hurry up to get to the Seder because the kids, they don't want to fall asleep. Nonetheless, we have this Hallel now. Hallel B'di'ima B'bracha, a very nice Hallel is supposed to be said over here. That is the Minag of the Mechaber. Okay, there are different reasons brought down why this halal should be done. Some claim that the bracha we're going to say at the halal over here is going to patter the halal that we don't get a bracha on during Leila Seder. Okay, some say, as Rav Nemetzel already said, which I don't really completely understand, he says over here, in Dir Masal Bibracha, he says, Yachid Omer Halal Lo Yivarech, a Yachid who says Halal does not make a Bracha, Mishud Yishom Shetama Mirsa Halal, Bibracha Bitfilahu, Lahotzi at Mishaino Baki. The reason why we're doing it a Halal with a Bracha at Tfilah is to be Motzi those who don't know how. Vizelo Shayachacha, but if you're doing Bichidus, so that would be Shaykh to do that. I'm not exactly clear what that means. Well, Baki wise, more of a Baki. Okay, I don't really know, but that's what Rav Nemetzel brings down over here. However, the Roma says Vikolze Ein Anu Noagin Kain. That is not our minhag in Ashkenaz. Ki Ein Anu Omrim Belailu. Basically, that says Halal Klal. Our minhag is not to say Halal at all. This was invented. We don't do this Bichlal to say Halal An Lel Pesach. And therefore, you'll see many shuls in amongst Ashkenazim and Chutz La'aretz will not say Halal on Lel Pesach. However, comes the Gra, and the Gra, the Shulchan Aruch, he disagrees with the Rava, and he says that the correct minig is like the minig of the Svardim to Yaseh. As the Mishnah Berurah himself points out over here, doesn't say the right minig, but he does mention this minig brought down in Sivkotan Tes Zayin. He says, Hainu Mdinas Eilu. Minig Svardim Lomar, but the minig of the Svardim is to say, so Svardim said it, and the Gra says the minig is like this also. And therefore, that established the minig here in Eretz Yisrael, where once again many of the Talmidim of the Gra came, and therefore that in Ruba the Ruba place, even amongst Ashkenazim. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they say, Halal Bebrach, I believe it's the minig amongst the Hasidim also. Amongst the Hasidim also, this was a tension point in Europe somewhat about saying halal, not saying halal, because the Ramah clearly says that's not our minhag. However, others claim that is the minhag, and that is the minhag that has developed here in Eretz Yisrael. The Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim, they were both noheg to yes say halal, but they said halal without a bracha. Like the middle sheet over here to say halal, but doesn't say halal bracha. And that is also many people's minhags nowadays. So there's basically three minhagim when it comes to say halal. Svardim, many chassidim, follow the Gra, all say halal with the bracha, and some others also. Some have the minhag to go ahead and say halal without a bracha, and some still have the minhag of not saying halal at all. Okay, and that was my family minhag that we didn't say halal bichlat. However, coming here to Eretz Yisrael, that is definitely the established minhag over here, and therefore, Morin Rabbeinu Rav Nemetzel has told me that if you're here in Eretz Yisrael, you take on the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, and you say halal with a bracha. Now, what happens if you're diving a place and they have a different minhag than you normally do? So if they don't say halal and everyone leaves and you have a minhag to say halal, go ahead and say halal. Corner of Nevinsal over here, you say halal without a bracha if you're just biyach biyachin. Those who are here in Eretz Yisrael normally have the minhag not to say halal. So over here, if the congregation is saying halal, you have to say halal with them, even if it's not your regular minhag. However, you don't say a bracha. You wouldn't say a bracha on this halal since that is not your minhag to say a bracha. And you can listen to mitzad safek. You can listen to the chazan and tell the chazan to be motzi you in the bracha if you have in terms of this thing that it patters the halal, the bracha on the halal. Now say there, okay, that is a known thing that people say according to this halal. But Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nemetzel doesn't like it. He has a very strong pasha on this sheet over here. It says over here, in same Dibur Masal, Bebracha, he says, Yesha Omi Sheikhavim Bebracha Zu, Liftor Ta Halo Sheyom Besuda. And those who say you have Kavana, the path to the Halo, you're going to say in the Suda. Luchor Tzarechin? We have a big Tzarechin is. Demamo Ila Kavana? What's going to help to have Kavana over here? Hari Omar Bracha Achrona Besova Halo. At the end of the Halo, you're going to say a Bracha at the end of Halo. And the Havi would be similar to the Shiloh. Let's say someone knows that they're eating bread right now, and an hour from now they're going to be eating more bread. Okay, but over here he's going to be benching. Okay, so he's going to make Birkas HaMazon after the first Suda. When he gets to the next Suda with the bread, is he going to have to make a new bracha? It's Pasha, at least amongst that for sure. Ashkenazim, you would have to make a new bracha, because the Birkas HaMazon ends that eating session. So he says similar to over here, even if you're going to say Halal again, if you would require a new bracha, if you would say the halal on the agada, because you're going to be making an after bracha at the end of the halal, similar to the birkas hamazon you said after the suda. Therefore, that's not going to help. They have kavana on the bread they're going to have to say, and they're going to eat after birkas hamazon. So he, okay, so therefore he doesn't like this shita. And then he just fends off, finishes off with it, and we'll finish off with this. If one is daving marv early on early Pesach, lo yivarach al alvin, for sure you cannot make a bracha, mishum shekol mitzvah al seder, and dafka mishetashach, all the mitzvahs of the night only start at night, and therefore if hallel becomes one of the mitzvahs of the night, then that would be the mitzvah only at nighttime, and therefore if you're davening early, you would not make a bracha on such a hallel. Ad kan for today.